Welcome to Sexology, the podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Mel.
And we're just a couple of liberal arts majors pretending to be scientists and gather observational data about sex and human relationships.
Yeah, because, you know, artists are really the front line. We're the ones who point out things to scientists and say, hey, how about you check that thing out?
Yeah, and we can appeal on an emotional level. So we can take these scientific studies and put them into a way that other people will understand them.
And make it fun.
Make it fun. Make
but
it sexy.
We get to also think about nerds, and I love nerds. I do.
Is the whole point of this podcast to think about nerds?
Yeah, for me, most of my life is all about thinking about nerds. It's I talk about it in my show.
I'm glad I'm good at math right now. Every time she talks about it. So the show Mel is talking about is Sexology the Musical, where Mel is telling her own story, her journey from monogamy to polyamory and wherever she's going next. And she shares very personal original music throughout the show that she wrote along the way. So that's kind of the basis of this podcast. We're taking our personal stories, putting them to music, and hopefully entertaining you along the way.
Yeah.
So today we get to hear a story from Mel. Mel's got a lot of sex stories.
I do.
Which is good, because we need a lot of sex stories for this content.
I know, but I think we're going to like have a lot of people that have a lot of sex stories, too.
Yeah, I hope so. Two perspectives is not enough. We need a lot of perspectives.
We need more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, as a bisexual woman, you're a bisexual man.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's true. I've already told
you. I just outed you. Yeah.
That's open information. You can find that on YouTube.
That's just two perspectives right there. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear this story that you brought for us.
So, this story was one of my very recent moments where I realized how poly works.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think that everybody wonders if poly works and how it works.
Yeah. So in this particular case, so background for folks that don't know me, because most of you probably don't. I live with my triad, Charity and Cliff. That is my home. That's my family. Those are my nesting partners. And then I have outside partners. And they have outside partners as well that they spend time with.
Put a number to it today.
Today?
How many partners
total
do
partners,
you have?
Six.
Six?
Yes.
What makes somebody a partner for you?
Partners are people
this is
that I...
asking for a friend.
Yeah, no, that's good. partners are people that I have consistent connection with.
Okay.
They are people that... Charity and Cliff, that's easy. We live together. I have partners that I connect with on a daily basis, even when I'm traveling. I have partners that I connect with on a daily basis for other reasons. You know, just people that are my go-to.
And so when you say partner, are these people that you're sexually intimate with or just life intimate with?
No, all of them I'm sexually intimate with, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. So that too. And to a varying degree, just like any relationship. Like, some of us, we're like, every time I see you, I'm going to fuck you. And then
how
some
do
of them
get
are...
get to that point?
You got to have the right partner.
Okay.
Who's, yeah. and then some of them are, yeah, we're going to hang out, and I fuck you maybe two or three times a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So... but it includes all of that, and for me it includes, like, I always need to have a head-heart connection before mm-hmm. sexuality starts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then each of my partners really fulfill a different part of me and help me explore a different part of me. So,
awesome.
Those are my partners.
So what happened?
Yeah, so in this particular instance... I was about to head out for my 2-month tour, so I was going to be gone for a long time from Portland. And I needed to make sure that I, you know, spent time with each of my partners before I left. Charity and Cliff, that's easy. We live together. We see each other all the time. That's home. Not a problem. But I had other partners that I needed to hang out with. The ones that I'm going to talk about are just two specific partners. In part because one of my partners was going to be was in Philadelphia at the time, and he was flying back to meet me in Denver, and he was going to be spending a week with me in Denver. So, you know, check
he's
that off
the
list. He's taken care of, but two of them were not. And so I had already scheduled this date with one of my partners, Noah, and it was on a Tuesday. And we had set that up like ages ago. Mm-hmm. And he's a new partner of mine. Young, new partner of mine.
Yay, new partner.
So we were going to have this date on Tuesday. Weirdly, and also I have this other partner, Dave, who lives part-time in LA and part-time in Portland. Mm-hmm. So he was back in Portland and was looking for roommates. And oddly enough, having nothing to do with me, Noah moved into Dave's house.
Interesting.
He became one of his roommates. So Noah and I had this standing date. Dave and I had not yet set anything up where we were going to hang out. Mm-hmm. I'm messing this up because it was actually Noah and I had a date on Monday. So we had this Monday date. Dave and I had not yet set anything up. And so mm-hmm. Dave just contacted me and was like, hey, let's go to the Naked Beach on Tuesday.
Hang out. I love the Naked Beach.
I know.
Unfortunately, my wife got creeped out at the Naked Beach by just some guy sitting next to her, touching himself, watching her.
Ooh, that's not good. I've never had that experience there. Yeah. Which one were you at?
Savvy.
Okay, so you were at Soviet, which is
Collins.
That's the one that Dave and I went to, and it was awesome.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of good experiences there.
Okay.
But just one time she went up, you know, by herself, and
maybe there's that.
I think we've spoken about this in previous episodes. My wife is fucking hot.
She's
I understand
hot.
The desire.
Why? Yes, but don't do that.
That's
fucking shitty.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Like, you ruined the experience for her.
Yeah,
she hasn't been back since. Like, that was.
Yeah,
she really loved it there.
That's
she loved the opportunity to be naked. Like when we went on to Dallas, you know.
Right.
She was all about just hanging out naked with everybody.
No fucking kidding. That was nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out naked in the middle of nowhere. Other
so
than
good.
The mosquitoes.
Other than the mosquitoes. We did have some good spray, though.
Yes. Yeah. So on your date with Noah.
Okay. All right. So, so Dave had said, okay, so Tuesday, let's go to the Naked Beach. And I was like, great, yay. And so then Noah contacts me, and we were going to hang out at my house on Monday night. Mm-hmm. But since Noah had just moved in and another family had moved into part of Dave's house as well, Dave was going to have this big, like, barbecue thing going on. And so he invited Noah to that. And Noah was like, hey, do you want to just come over to the house and, like, stay overnight with me Monday night and, you know, do the barbecue and hang out? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Just so you know, Tuesday, I have a date with Dave, and we're going to the Naked Beach.
Oh.
So I'm more than happy to come to the barbecue and hang out with you guys and stay overnight with you and have our date and do what we're doing. And then the next day, Tuesday, I'm going to be going to the Naked Beach with Dave.
Nice. So you're sleeping with Noah.
Uh-huh.
Things are progressing, I'm imagining, uh-huh. very nicely.
Yeah.
The whole house hears how nicely it's
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
So you wake up in the morning and just walk out the door to your next date?
Pretty much. I mean, that's kind of, not completely, but pretty much that. I mean, we have a really lovely, like, barbecue. Noah and I have a great evening. And then in the morning, Noah and I go grab breakfast. At that same night, Dave had another of his partners there.
So there's, like, competition.
Yeah. Competition is not the word. But, I mean, she thinks it's competition, but it is not competition.
Not competition.
No, I'm not competition.
You're not, like, who can moan louder?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
It's not how it works.
No.
It's how it works.
I don't think so.
That's the competition. That's the guys.
It's not. No.
They're not. Oh, I can make a phone louder.
I'm definitely loud, but.
Are you?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know this about you.
You don't know this about me?
Mel, I've never been in an actual sexual situation with you.
I understand that, but you have been in a house where I have been sexual with someone else.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yo.
You have a big house.
That's true.
That's
true. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
True.
But
no, so in any
awesome.
Case, yeah. So Noah and I go out to breakfast. I get back. Dave's there. Dave's partner that he was with before had left, and so.
So is it? Dave so and you I met just, his partner, right?
I know his partner, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys already have a relationship, a friendship of some kind.
We know each other.
You know of each other. Okay.
Not only do we know of each other, we've been to festivals together. Like, I know her. Okay. I don't know her super well. We're not, like, great friends, but
we're not, like,
metamors or
biblical knowledge of each other yet.
No, no. Biblical knowledge of her. And also, you know, metamors can be friends or not, or just, like, I know you, I see you.
Yes.
I respect you. There we go.
So cool. So how's the handoff work from Noah to Dave?
The What's handoff. This? No, it was perfectly seamless. I mean, it was just like, okay, well, Noah and I have breakfast. Like,
we Bye, get buddy. Home.
I get home. Dave and I go off to the naked beach. We have a lovely last day together. We get back to the house after that, and there is Noah on the porch with another of his partners, Brooke,
Whoa.
And they are playing chess. And I'm like, oh, hi. And then Dave and I go in, we say our goodbyes. I say my goodbyes to Noah, I say my goodbyes to Brooke, and
wow.
There we go. And it was so fucking easy and normal.
That's good. Normal. Yeah. So it's just honesty is really all it comes down to. Just
Great.
Not. You're not playing games with any of these people. You're all just doing your thing.
Well, just
enjoying each other.
Being honest about what it is that you're doing, and also being self-aware enough to know what you can handle. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I personally don't have an issue with the back-to-back with Noah and Dave. And as far as I know, they also don't have an issue with that. Nobody has said anything weird about that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's.
She has the biggest smile on her face right now.
It's just a weird. I never thought that something like that kind of thing would be possible. And yeah, yet it is.
It still seems like it's a pretty small community of people that are in this polyamorous club. So you don't have a lot of choices anyway.
What do you mean?
So this kind of thing is bound to happen because the community is small, right?
Okay.
There's bound to be shared partnerships.
Yes. And, oh, absolutely. Yes.
And things like that. So,
yeah,
it's fairly small web still.
Absolutely true. And it's not like I haven't had sexy time with Brooke either. So,
oh.
Yeah, I know.
A story for another day.
Yeah.
So now for the song.
Oh.
And we'll figure out what that's going to be.